We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Hey. We're in middle of paragraph Hey in our Likutei Halachos. It's page 173, the left-hand column, about six lines up from the bottom. In the previous Shir, we started explaining the first two brachas of Shmon Esrei. And now Rav Nosson Zal continues moving into the third bracha of Shmon Esrei. The tekef acharkach, immediately after we complete the second bracha of Shmon Esrei, which began with the words Ato Gibor, and it discussed Parnosa, and we said Machalkel Chaim Bechesed, Mashivaruach Omor Adageshem, Omor Adatol, and also Mechayim Esim. We mentioned Mechayim Esim a few times in that bracha. The tekef acharkach, Oimrim Kiddusha, Ubirchas Ato Kodesh. Right after that second bracha, we say Kiddusha, the Nakdishach, and we say the Bruch of Ato Kodesh, which is concluded, Hokela Kodesh, Shezehu Bechinas Etzim HaTachlis Sheyizku Yisrael Achar HaTchia. This third Bruch represents the goal, the final goal that we will achieve after the dead are brought back to life, which is Sheyagdishu Shmo Yisborach Bechlal Kol HaKedoshim Asher Yahaluchas Selah. We will sanctify Hashem's name together with all the other holy souls that are praising Hashem. Ashrei HaZoichel Azeh. Fortunate is the person who will be privileged to participate in that. V'achar Shemesadrin Sholosh Rishonos. And after we've completed the first three brachas of the Shmon Esrei, Shemesadrin Shivchoi Shalmokoim, which means we've completed the section of Shmon Esrei where we discuss the praises of Hashem, Shaydeze Moidim Umoidim Shashem Yisborach Goimel Chasodim Toivim Tomid. By doing that, we acknowledge and we broadcast the fact that Hashem is doing all kinds of acts of kindnesses constantly, and everything that Hashem is doing is all for our benefit, for our eternal good. We mentioned earlier that even when a person is experiencing lack of parnosa or difficulties in certain items, one of the ways of understanding it is that Hashem knows that if I were to have more now, it would damage me or harm me in the long run. Sometimes a person looks at a situation and they think that if this and this would happen, it would be great. But then somebody a little more intelligent and mature and experienced looks at the same situation and says it's not really true. That would simply be a band-aid, but it wouldn't correct the problem, or it wouldn't be any real solution. What you need is something totally different, a major radical change. So too in our situations in life. We mentioned that when a person is going through a situation where they're lacking in parnosa or in health or going through other struggles and difficulties, there are times that Hashem knows that because the tachlis is tchiyas hameisim, because there is a finish line that Hashem wants all of us to get to, and in order to get to that finish line, there's all kinds of things that have to happen right now in your predicament. Because you have not prepared vessels, proper healthy vessels, into which to receive Hashem's kindness, it suits you better. It's better for you in the long run not to receive Hashem's kindness right now and to be struggling in several different ways. Achar kach maschilin lespalel al tzrochov. And after the conclusion of those three brachas, now we go into detail in the Shmon Esrei in davening for our needs. Kirak ato shayach lespalel al tzrochov, because it's only now, after we've gone through those first three brachas, as we explained earlier, what each one of them represents, achar shekvar hoidinu shakoyle toivo, after we admitted and we acknowledged that everything is for our good, ki hu yisporach koil yochol kanal, because Hashem can do anything. The fact that I don't have something that I want to have is certainly not because Hashem can't give it to me. Hashem has no limitations. Hashem can do anything he wants. rak onu mispawel in al tzrochenu, kasher tzivonu, kidei lasois kelim lekabel hashefa kanal. But rather, we're davening for the different things that we need, whether it's seichel, whether it's refua, whether it's parnosa, because this is what we've been instructed to do, to daven, in order to thereby create the vessels into which we can receive Hashem's blessing. Kigam kavonasenu betfiloisenu hurak bishvil hatachlis hanitzchi. Because our real reason, what's really behind all of our prayers, is our ultimate future, tchias hameisim and all of that. We're aware of that, and obviously that's our main goal and main focus. However, we need to express our desire, our needs verbally, in order to create vessels. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, "Va'atem tiuli kohanim al posuk vivorech eschem kasher diber lochem." Hashem will bless you as he has spoken to you. The bracha is according to the dibur. That's what Rabbeinu Zal learns out from that pasuk. We had it in this past week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem to forgive the meraglim, the spies, to forgive the Jews for that whole catastrophe. Hashem concludes, "Solachti kidvorecha." I will forgive them based on your words. So we see it's the dibur that creates the kelim into which to receive any kind of hashpo from Hashem, any kind of flow of goodness from Hashem. V'al kenim, therefore, bebrocho yisoyim tzoyo, yisonu maschilim tchilo levake shal hadas, in that middle section of Shmon Esrei, the first thing we ask for is das, sheyichoneinu meitoy deo, that Hashem should grace us with knowledge and understanding from him. We should receive from Hashem true knowledge and understanding. And then we ask for tshuva, lo shuvei lo vizbor, to return to Hashem, to correct all of our mistakes. And then we ask for forgiveness. Shekol elu hatfilois heim rak bishvil hatachlis. All of these tfilois are clearly based on our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is the coming of Moshiach. It's Olam Haba. It's Chiddush HaOlam. It's Tchias HaMeisim. V'achar kach onu mispalelim al tzorchi haguf. And after those brachas, after das, and after tshuva, and after slicha, then we go on to asking for our personal needs. Shehem refoeinu ubore choleinu. Ki be'emes gam tzorchi haguf shonu mispalim kol kavanasenu bishvil haneshoma kedei shenuchal al yidei bryas haguf v'yidei birchas haparnosa lasoik batoyro ulakayim etzvois v'izborach. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is that even when we ask for physical needs, when we beg Hashem to help, to allow us to be physically healthy or to bless us with parnosa, that's also for the benefit of the neshama. I need good physical health and parnosa in order to be able to study Torah with a clear mind and do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, which will benefit my neshama. So my prayers for my physical needs are also related to the neshama. Ki ikar hatfilo tzricho liyois rak bishvil hatachlis hanitzvi kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, a Jew who wants to daven to Hashem properly has to see to it that his main focus in his tefillah is the tachlis hanitzchi, the eternal goal. Not short-sightedness, not only thinking about today and not only thinking about the materialistic world, but rather thinking about what's permanent, the neshama, the soul, Torah and mitzvahs, olam haba. And this is also why before we go into the Shmon Esrei at all, we first say Kriyashma, because by reciting the tefillah of Kriyashma, we plug into one. Va'oz daiko yecholim l'espal v'kanal. And when a person is connected to oneness, then they're able to daven, as we discussed earlier, based on Rabbi Nazal's chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samachei, chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, which Rabbi Nosson Zal gave us a little bit of it earlier, showing how in order for a person to be able to daven properly, they have to be part of that oneness. They have to be able to make one of their entire tefillah from beginning to end, and they have to plug into this oneness of Hashem. Because in the physical world, there's this concept of two. There's good and bad. The Gemara says when something bad happens, we make a bracha, Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. When something good happens, we make a bracha, Tov HaMeitu. In order for a person to be mispalil and to be asking for the goodness, they have to try to plug into that one, that oneness, which is all good. The Gemara says, in the future world, Bayom Hahu, Yihye Hashem Echod Ushma Echod. In the future, there will not be any bad and good. There'll be only Hatoy Vametiv. And that's a prerequisite for tefillah, for a person to connect, to tap into that future, that Hashem Echod. And that really helps a person be able to daven properly, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran.